Nipigon, two individuals are facing 16 charges following a road rage incident Friday on Highway 17. According to a Nipigon, Ontario Provincial Police release, officers received a call about a passenger vehicle that rammed a motorcycle, pushing it off the road on Friday, July 29, around 2 p.m. in the Nipigon area. Police say the vehicle failed to stop following the collision and was traveling in excess of 180 km per hour. The highway was closed in both directions to contain the area. Patrol efforts by responding officers led to the vehicle getting stuck on Camp 81 Road. Officers located and arrested two individuals. They seized a large quantity of fentanyl, hydromorphone, morphine sulfate, crystal methamphetamine and cocaine. Cell phones, a combat knife and a baton were also seized. As a result of the investigation, Derek Brown, 34, of Victoria, BC was arrested and charged with 9 offenses: public mischief, trafficking a Schedule 1 substance, cocaine, operation of a conveyance in a manner dangerous to the public, resulting in bodily harm, possession of a Schedule 1 substance, morphine sulfate, possession for the purpose of trafficking a Schedule 1 substance, hydromorphone, possession for the purpose of trafficking a Schedule 1 substance, fentanyl, trafficking a Schedule 1 substance, crystal methamphetamine, failure to comply with a condition of a release order, possession of knife, possession of a weapon, baton and combat knife, for a purpose dangerous to the public. Amelia Fisher Levesque, 21, of Victoria, BC was also arrested and charged with 7 offenses, including public mischief, trafficking a Schedule 1 substance, cocaine, trafficking a Schedule 1 substance, crystal methamphetamine, possession of a Schedule 1 substance, morphine sulfate, possession for the purpose of trafficking a Schedule 1 substance, hydromorphone, possession for the purpose of trafficking a Schedule 1 substance, fentanyl, possession of a weapon for a purpose dangerous to the public peace. Contrary, both of the accused appeared before an Ontario Court of Justice to answer to the charges on July 30, 2022. Note: this article has been updated with photos.